This is the Don and Mike Show.
What a number! You kids got talent, and I should know. I used to have it.
Hey, you're one of those funny people with a big crazy nose.
A clown?
No, a
Joker! That's right. And I'm not a practicing joker, so I'm not that offended.
Well, it's nice to see you again, Krusty, but these kids have field trip journals to write.
Yeah, right. Who's your agent?
What's an agent?
Ka-ching! That's right. I want to hire your entire Appalachian dumpling gang, and I'll pay them the most anyone on TV is entitled to get. Scale!
Now, I don't sign nothing without pretending to read it first. Hamburger, 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 hamburger. Looks good.
The Don and Mike Show.
Showdown.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry.
What the bleep happened here?
Why do you favor rape?
The home for tolerance. The Don and Mike Show.
Why men's rooms?
I don't know, Larry.
Why?
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing very well, thank you.
I wanted to talk Rob out of getting his getting that procedure done.
Too late, his wife's decided.
Yeah, his wife has made the decision. There's no turning back.
That's how they do it. That's how mine went down. And then 3 months later, the wife's hormones were messed up, so she goes back on the pill anyway.
I had half of it done this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I stopped by. I didn't have time to have the whole procedure done. He did the left one.
Just the left one?
Yeah.
Are you going to put your spaghetti on the internet?
I brought you some spaghetti, Mike. Looks hello. More like rigatoni.
Yeah. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Can I speak to Don and Mike, please?
You happen to be speaking to us right now.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you? Don, I was wondering if you got a chance to ride your sister-in-law's scooter while you were up north there.
Well, you know, I like the fact that you know so much about me. Where do you think I went?
No idea. Eject.
Exactly. Sister-in-law's scooter.
My brother's wife's.
Oh, Marty. She's got the scooter.
Yeah, she's got it.
Oh, she's got the scooter.
She's got a scooter.
But a buddy of mine was telling me you can get one that goes now up to 70 miles an hour without a driver's license.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Without a motorcycle license.
Wow. Hello.
Hey, Mike. Listen, I just want to let you know that Mike did an incredible job taking the reins the past couple days. And that game that you had, Mike, the who ate it, that was incredible.
Thank you, sir.
Incredible, Mike.
I moved to tears. I moved beyond tears right now.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, let me see if I can throw this novel concept. See if you'll accept this one for future broadcasts. It's real, real clever.
I'm all for new ideas.
This is brilliant. This is because this is intricate. This is complicated, okay?
Okay.
Had everybody write down what they ate during a 24-hour period.
Okay.
And then people call in and guess the food item and who ate it.
Did you do it one item at a time?
Did one? Yes. See, there you go. Thank you. Yes, one item at a time, and nobody was getting it. Nobody was really tracking with it. It was more difficult than I ever expected.
Yeah. It's the iPod thing with food.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's exactly what we did.
All right. Very good. No, you're right.
It was fun.
It was very good. I was really happy that the other guy had two in a row. That was really good.
It was well. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
We
it's very
pleased.
Nice. And the only thing I can tell you after that is that Rob needs a little bit more help. With his 20-ounce Fanta grape sodas.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And the sleeve of Oreos.
Hello.
To bed, what a day.
Hello.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, I just want to say welcome back, Don. I just want to say that I think your whole situation, it was terrible. The whole thing was just terrible.
And horrible. I'm just horrible. It's horrible.
It was just horrible. Horrible. And it's terrible. And
horrible. Terrible.
Terrible.
I got sent a link to something on YouTube. They had Frank Caliendo on the halftime of the NBA on TNT.
Right.
And they had him sitting right next to Charles Barkley, and he was doing the Charles Barkley.
You remember how hard he was working on that one when we had him on the show?
Charles Barkley does not laugh, friends.
Oh, really? He didn't
Charles
like it?
Charles Barkley does not laugh.
Oh, my God.
You're going to try to call Frank tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we'll have him on tomorrow, and we'll have that clip tomorrow.
Oh, so he didn't seem to really like it too much.
Yeah, you know, I was in that weird, thinking about the show, not thinking about the show. Then I get this clip all of a sudden that says, that's the great thing about the internet. It's just like one click and it comes right up and it goes right to the meat of it. And it's Frank really sweating through this thing going, I think the ball's a hobble. And Charles Barkley just sits there and looks at him.
Just stares him down?
And
was he? Do you think he was doing it to work him, or do you think he really just wasn't amused?
I think Charles Barkley, what do I know? He's a guy I see on TV.
Right.
I think if he thought it was funny, I think that he would laugh at it.
I would be so terrified, though, doing an impression in front of Charles Barkley if he didn't like it. That would be a slippery slope.
Hold on. This, and then we got to talk about the events of next Wednesday.
Hello. Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Howdy. Oops. Hello there. You're on the air. Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hello.
Hey, Don, is all of this going to be in your book?
No. No.
Okay.
But believe me, sir, there will be plenty in the book for you to enjoy.
All right. I'll have lots of pictures.
Especially of radio executives. Of weak-minded radio executives.
That's kind of a lead-in to what we're going to talk about now.
Oh, good.
One of the things that happened while I was out of town was the brilliant minds that run CBS Radio decided that they didn't like Homovember.
Mm-hmm.
And they temporarily canceled our Homovember without understanding what Homovember was all about, that Homo Joe's a part of it, that, hey, listen, it's no different than when we had an all-black family having Thanksgiving, an all-naked family, when we had inbred families having Thanksgiving, when we had divorced families having Thanksgiving.
It's a celebration is what it is.
We really, one time, had cousins that had sex together having Thanksgiving in our conference room table.
Yep.
This is going to happen next Wednesday on the show. For the last couple of days, it's been on the back burner because the executives vetoed it. It's not vetoed. It's on. We have details that we have to organize. We have to come up with gay porno that will be running 24/7 while the party's on. We have to come up with as many cliche surrounding type stuff to put on the wall.
We have to have maybe some music up there. We have to have show tunes.
Decorations. Now Rob does have his collection of Judy Garland records.
Right. And that's really in Rob's real collection, too.
I think Homo Joe has the part.
Right, I'm trying to. Now you're mentioning cliches, so we've got. Well, the gay porno is something that I think we're providing as entertainment, not necessarily a cliche.
For instance, Homo Joe said he would like to have on the walls some of the pictures of the Village People.
Okay, all right, that's one of the
posters. Maybe Judy Garland.
Maybe some, how about we have if we can, we just get pictures of famous people in the life, Elton John. I'm not sure. Well, Clay Aiken, is he out of the closet? I'm not sure.
I think he's.
Doesn't matter.
A boy could only dream about him.
A dream of being out of the closet. We'll have
Ryan Seacrest.
all wonderful. And, pictures of famous gay icons that we put up on the wall. Barry Manilow, Barbara Streisand.
So we'll have all of these pictures on the wall. Now, we need help from you guys decorating the studio. It's going to be in our office.
Right, upstairs.
Next Wednesday on the third floor.
Very comfortable.
Next Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving. Homo Joe is going to be the grand dam of this entire thing. He's going to be the Queen Elizabeth of this thing. He's going to have his royal outfit. Joe is going to rule the day.
Right.
Whatever, not Joe Ardinger.
Oh.
Homo Joe.
Yeah. Homo Joe is the host with the most, and he will be running the party. He will be supervising. He will be the grand dam.
Yes, but he has his concierge as well. Matt the Pollock.
Oh, that's right. Matt the Pole will be our representative will be thrown into that.
Bare-chested with a bow tie.
Of course, he will have to be. I really do believe he will have to be lectured before this event and also keep him away from the microphone as often as possible.
True.
So we've got how many gay guys now? I know there was a couple of days this wasn't up on our website and it wasn't discussed on the air.
No, because you were out of town and collectively. I just want to know, we were fighting the good fight with you. When that edict came down from CBS collectively, I believe the response that all of us without you here, we all went, okay. And now in hindsight, I realize not the best thing to do.
We call it the resistance.
We have three gentlemen on the hook right now. But what we need is an influx so we can pick and choose the proper party.
We like 10 guys, as it says on our website, and as Homo Joe said, five tops. And five bottoms.
Very good.
Five swinging singles on one side, five swinging singles on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Homo Joe in the middle, dressed like Queen Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. All of the food, courtesy of Mike's Joint.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
Well, any requests? I said turkey, mashed potatoes, a couple of pumpkin pies, some veggies to go along. Does that that sound like it's okay?
The basics.
The basics for Thanksgiving.
Gravy. They're watching their weight.
I'm hoping someone out there with an erotic bakery, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
would offer up a nice cake.
That
or...
we can add that,
nice.
too. But
that
I'm
would
gonna,
be nice.
We're going to get the turkey for you, and it's going to be terrific.
Also, some live entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Some live gay entertainment would be fantastic.
Wow. Well, I know, boy, you know, God rest her soul, Cheryl was always such a wonderful...
best.
Liaison to the gay community, but you know, if we could just find a wonderful drag queen to sing just a few a cappella numbers, that would be great. Who was that famous drag queen?
Hey, there's that drag queen that loves us that's at the gay pride parade.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
I have his number.
Oh, good. All right.
Do I?
Famous, I mean, a famous drag queen that I'm sure could sing a cappella.
Love to. I would give him a call. It, her.
Don't rain on my parade.
See, that's what the whole deal is about.
That's all.
Without getting terribly behind the scenes, you know, this company still has a knee-jerk reaction about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than just ask us, never mind that we've been talking about it for 2 weeks, had it on our website for 2 weeks, somebody just sees it, gets the red ass, and says, cancel it.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, no pun intended there with the red ass. Mm-hmm. But once it's explained, like I said... I said to one of the executives today, I said, our show has a very good relationship with the gay and lesbian community in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Every year, we support the Gay Pride Parade. We send a reporter out. 15 years we've been doing that. Mm-hmm. Cheryl the Big Dyke, God bless her soul, activist in the gay community, always there to help her.
Right.
Homo Joe, same thing. Mm-hmm. I said to the executive, who shall remain nameless, Michael Hughes, I said... What do you think? We're going to go upstairs and say to these guys, boy, instead of a turkey sandwich, don't you wish you had a big D?
Yeah, yeah. And that's I'm sure that's what they thought we would be doing.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So were you able to grease the wheels with management, so to speak?
Yeah, it was made very clear to me that the men that we select to come down to participate must present their own views and not be representatives of all gay people.
Like any other individuals that have ever come down and participated in the show.
I would think so, Mike.
That's really the way it goes.
Individuals.
A little more confusing than it really had to be. Mm-hmm. I thought that perhaps they thought it was going to be some type of
a gay bashing thing?
Homophobic thing.
No.
When in reality, it could not be further from the truth. So it's on... So let's get this thing, let's get it moving.
You know what we are. We're Thanksgiving dinner providers, and we're matchmakers at the same time.
Mm-hmm. You neglected to mention the big gay door prize.
What is the door prize?
$500.
Oh, fantastic.
So please.
Now, who's that going to go? Oh, we're just going to have a drawing?
There will be a drawing for
fantastic.
The attendees.
Good.
So go to donandmikewebsite.com, and you can email us your statistics.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
You know, I certainly hope before we do this, you know, and only a few days left, that we can maybe get a few phone calls from participants so we can chat with them and, you know, find out what they might like as we tweak up our gay Thanksgiving.
Sure. So, you know, if you're a gay guy in the D.C. metro area and... you've got nothing going on the day before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You want to come down, meet some like-minded, hot-bodied men.
Not necessarily have to be hot-bodied, though. You know, we've got I'm not trying to insult him, but we do have Homo Joe hosting the thing. And Homo Joe
Homo Joe is an old queen.
He is an old queen, and he still manages to look stunning,
of course.
I would love if he would wear a queen's outfit, if he would wear...
I don't think you can get him to do that because he just doesn't do that. Remember him? He is the guy that actually, you know, doesn't wear costume.
What about a pilgrim suit, though?
That would be wonderful, if he doesn't want to wear it, you can always put Matt in that. As a matter of fact, I think Matt belongs in that pilgrim costume.
I think if we're going to have a true recreation, perhaps Joe in the pilgrim suit, and I'm thinking Matt... as the Indian.
Uh-huh. Squanto?
Like in the plays when you were a kid.
How about,
doesn't have a shirt on.
Right.
He just has the loincloth.
Sure.
He's got the thing around his head.
Right.
And one feather.
He's dressed
out
like
of his
a Massatucket Pequot. That'll be fantastic. He's got the lone feather. And if he doesn't want to, you know, show his bare chest, he could always wear a Pocahontas costume.
Or paint it.
Yes, war paint.
Uh-huh. Oh, war paint. But that would be perfect. Hey, he'll show his chest.
Of course he will.
He wore his underwear into a kiddie pool out in the front yard. He'll do that in a heartbeat. That'll be fantastic.
Come on. He has the word ass tattooed on his arm.
That's Boy, I hope we can get a live performance. That would really be spectacular nice by touch. That drag queen.
Yeah. So now at this point, we really need you guys. We need you to help us out. Those of you in the gay community in D.C., call Rob, call Joe, email us. We'd love to have that drag queen come in.
Mm-hmm.
All of that great gay pride entertainment that we see once a year.
Yes. In fact, if you want to know what the energy we're looking for is the same energy you hear at the gay pride parade.
Yeah.
That is exactly what we are looking
Celebratory.
At. And, man, and you know, boy, I do miss Cheryl. Cheryl would be fantastic for this. She'd be a great party coordinator, but I know Joe is going to carry the mantle, and he's going to do a great job.
She's a good organizer.
Yes.
She's a very good organizer.
I'm excited about this. I really am, because we have said, well, how many years now? We've always said we were both 5%. We were each 5%, and that has grown to maybe about 10% over the years.
Speak for yourself, mister.
I am speaking for myself. I will tell you something. You know, the reason I enjoy a good porno, it's not always the ladies. Let me put it to you that way. All right?
Well said.
You know what? You can call it 10%. You can call it quiet admiration.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is that discussion of one's sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
How gay would you think I am if I was to tell you that on the occasions that I watch porno now, I cannot watch porno without a guy's D?
I think that's, you mean what you're saying is if it's woman on woman,
it's okay.
But it doesn't do it for you.
Right. Well, listen, Mike, I could watch Sally Jesse Raphael and work it, but
right.
If given a choice, yes.
Your preference would be, I'm not a big fan of woman on woman.
I've always liked it, but it's just once DirecTV opened up those channels and started showing everything,
right.
It's like when you pay the $15 and you get the six channels,
right.
I find myself immediately going, oh, that's nice. Those are two hot chicks. Oh, whoa. Hey, look at him.
Normal, in my opinion.
Yeah, normal.
Okay, really, I believe. Normal, you know, I think so, and I'm not talking about the. I'm not talking about your organization, Buzz. I'm talking about it's a normal way of life.
Oh, you mean normal, like the marijuana,
right? Not the organization.
What's that
legalized?
Other one you're in, Buzz? Oh, NAMBLA. I always forget what that stands for. I'm not in that.
I was going to say that would be too stereotypical, right? But that's for straight people. If we showed the birdcage up
Who's
there.
The driver for the NAMBLA NASCAR car?
I forgot. And there really is the NAMBLA car. It's fantastic. It's a very tight suit. Very tight jumpsuit.
Isn't it? Who's that guy, Mike, who's it? Waltrip? What's his name?
Michael Waltrip.
Michael Waltrip.
I just want to say I'm very excited about this race, and it's just going to be a great time. I think he does. Listen, if you're going to be real specific, I believe I drive the Napa car.
When the car stopped, I was sad that I'd wrecked. I was embarrassed that I'd wrecked. I was thankful that I wasn't hurt. I just hope this is a lesson to children and grown-ups alike at home. That you have to be game on when you're driving a vehicle.
Yeah, really. I mean, let's see if you can tell the difference between Clay Aiken and Michael Waltrip.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, both idiots.
Hey. Yeah, right. Hi.
Thank you.
Can I speak with Weed, please?
I'm here.
Weed or Johnny Ringo.
Or Liver.
Hey, man, you were asking what that track that leads into, I think, that show House you watch?
Yeah. In fact, a lady called and gave us the title and artist, but you can repeat
After
it.
That.
When you see news breaking,
yesterday.
Wait 24 hours, then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
It was not yesterday, for goodness sakes. That was on the show when I was still here on Monday.
No. Yeah, come on. Right.
That's old news. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I want to know if Don makes animal sounds.
Everybody's talking about yesterday's show. We had a thing about men when they are actually engaged in the act. Carl and I had this discussion over the weekend. When you see guys, especially in the movies we're talking about. When
are you talking
about
when I go to the bathroom?
No. When you're, doing the nasty.
Oh.
And you've got to, you see on the movies a lot of times, and I hate it, when the guy is going, and the guy's making sounds like that. And I said to Carla, I don't think the majority of men make sounds like that, really, when they're in the middle of that. And Carla looked at me and went, and gave me kind of that questioning look, and I wasn't sure whether she was working me or not. Mm-hmm. So Rob says he doesn't make a lot of noise. I know I don't make a lot of noise. You'll be surprised
I
who made the noise during the entire time.
I'm pretty sure I do.
You do?
I'm pretty sure I do.
Oh, all right. God, I'm so disappointed.
You know, it's more
I'm
like
so disappointed.
It's more like when you have those chick tennis players. You know, every time that they lunge at the ball, you're like, yeah.
Yeah. But is that one time, if you know what I mean, when you make that sound?
No.
So throughout.
As we are climbing the ladder.
As we're wrapping all right. Up. As I see, the, I thought most guys are real kind of really kind of quiet.
As the mercury rises in the thermometer.
Right.
Almost to the point where you have such a high fever that the
I understand.
Thermometer will explode.
I'm very surprised at that. I would think you would be the quiet type.
It's an animal thing.
You know, plus, I like dirty talkie anyway.
Okay. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I am. You know, file me under surprise. I am very surprised. I just didn't know whether it was, a majority of men and women that, I know women are more apt to do that, but guys I always thought were kind of just there.
We like them to be anyway, generally, like, isn't that true?
Like Brahma bulls. Yeah. And I don't like it when I'm watching films and guys make noise. I hate it, as a matter of fact.
The next time the camera's rolling, I'll hold my tongue.
It's terrible. When you're making your next porno
That's
buzz.
Right. So a listener wanted to know how Don weighed in on that.
Well, you heard him.
It just so happens.
He's noisy.
It just so happens that that happened today. At 11 o'clock this morning.
And you made noise?
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Oh, good. All right. I'm glad we're getting this confirmation.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie pie. How you doing?
Okay.
Is she listening?
Are you listening?
What do you think?
Well, honey, it's not a trick question.
Yes,
okay.
Dear.
All right.
Okay, so, Janet, you're listening to the subject matter?
I am.
Okay.
Welcome.
This morning, when there was some tension being relieved, and oh, boy, did I need it. How long did I go to sleep for? I was asleep instantly as soon as the faucet was turned off. I was out for how long?
Between 40 and 45 minutes.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah, that was good. Mm-hmm. Noise?
You do.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We really can't get detailed. Because
no.
Suffice to say you make noise.
Question answered.
I believe so.
Yes, he does.
All right, sweetie. See you tonight.
Okay, I look forward to it.
All right, bye, baby.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Boy, methinks the lady is in a pleased state.
Yeah.
She sounded a little googly right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never know. You work with a guy for 20-plus years, you never really know.
I knocked it out of the park today.
Sounds like it.
I'm telling you.
Sounds like she's still glowing.
I'm telling you, that ball, no pun intended, that ball went out of the park, and right now it's rotating the Earth's atmosphere.
All right, you're getting me motivated a little bit here. Maybe I'll try to be noisier. Well, I have a non-spontaneous date
it
tonight.
It has to be natural.
I have a non-spontaneous date. We kind of penciled each other in.
What is that?
We just said, you know, are you free tonight? I'm free.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Yeah, my name is Steven Chavez, and I was just calling because I'm going to be in the Washington, D.C. area for a week around Thanksgiving.
Who let the dogs out?
You guys are sweet.
What?
You're so funny.
What can we do for you?
Can you do me a favor, sir?
Yes.
Can you stand closer to the dog?
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for that to happen.
No, the dog is better than the call.
We love dogs. We love dogs that sing and talk.
Yeah, can you really get the dog to make some noise? There's nothing we enjoy more.
Here, hold on one second. I just put it inside.
Oh, pardon me.
that usually does it.
Oh, my.
Oh, God.
Yay, yay, yay. Come here. Daddy's got peanut butter.
Oh, man.
No, I was just calling about the Humble Vember.
I'm yes.
Are you a gay man?
Yes.
Wonderful.
And you mentioned you're going to be in the D.C. area. Where are you from? Where are you calling right now from?
I'm from Elk Grove.
Where's that near?
Well, like, we should know where that is. Where is that?
It's near Sacramento, but it's kind of a nicer part.
So you're actually going to be in town around that time?
Yes, for a whole week.
That must be very hard to be gay in Sacramento. What with the level of intolerance there?
Yes, the hateful town of Sacramento.
I think it'd be impossible to be gay
It'd be impossible to be different in Sacramento in any way.
You get along best there if you're white and stupid.
How's that dog doing, sir?
He's doing fine, thank you.
All right, so you're going to be in town. You want to come down for our thing?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
I'm so glad. You know what? I would be honored. You know, and I was just wondering, would there be any problem with my name?
Oh, wait a minute. Sacramento name. I smell one coming. Here we go.
No.
What's your name?
My name's Steven Chavez.
Now, unless there's some guy out there named Stephen Thomas who's going to be very upset, that seems like a generic name. We got no problem with that.
Chavez.
No, not Stephen Thomas. Stephen Chavez.
Chavez. Now, why would you think there'd be a problem with that name?
Well, a lot of gay men don't like Mexican people, so I was.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
I think
Homo Joe was dated a very hot Latin man.
That's the guy that beat him up, though.
Oh, is that the guy that beat him up?
That's the guy that beat him up and killed his dog.
Is that really? Wasn't he with like a Peruvian guy before that?
It's so hard to keep track.
Was it Mexican or Puerto Rican? Who's the guy that killed his dog?
I think that might be a white guy that killed his dog.
I think you're right.
He's got a long history of people from other lands.
You know, for years you would always say, "Hey, Joe, Homo Joe, you know, where's your latest Latin lover?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Mr. Chavez, I think you know you can join the party.
We see no problem.
Okay.
Can you please
email
us your details and we will be in touch.
All right, hold on, Joe will talk to you.
Okay, what do I email?
Hang on. Hold on
just a moment.
All right, long distance. He's coming from all the way across the country.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. He's coming a long way.
Gentlemen.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you guys doing? Hey, speaking of gay reference and Charles Barkley, had Charles Barkley said the stuff Phil Jackson said about the Brokeback Mountain comet, would he have gotten in trouble for it?
Oh, for goodness sakes. Here we all make a little more about something that is really an absolute zero of a story.
Yeah, I mean, it is getting to the point now where this reaction to words is really going so far that stuff that really never would have even made a headline, 2 years ago is headline stuff.
If you
now.
Don't know that the Lakers coach Phil Jackson made some offhand comments about Brokeback Mountain, about the way that his team was playing, and everybody right away comes with, you know, the whole PC thing that we do today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's getting really insane.
Right away, we treat him like he's Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, and then, I mean, bringing up the whole Charles Barkley, I think really when you are a controversial figure and you say things that are, you know, a little bit controversial, you can get away with more stuff, and, you know, who knows? But Charles Barkley's, you know, in a different situation. He's paid to be that way.
It's horrible.
He's paid to be irreverent.
Horrible, terrible.
And I love the fact that he's not laughing at Caliendo.
With Frank Caliendo.
Hey, a little man.
That was not funny.
But he wasn't doing it like that, like Terry Bradshaw.
Really? He was seriously just sitting there.
Just looking at him.
Just take Frank Caliendo's arm with one hand and snap it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What the bleep happened here?
Amen. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is this Joe?
You know, this is Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, turn your radio down, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, you guys, I listen to you guys a lot. Don, Mike, Rob, and Joe, and Buzz. Can't forget Buzz. But
thank you.
Really, I just wanted to call.
Turn your radio down, please.
Please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that Sacramento really sucks. And
this bulletin just in.
We got this guy calling, and he's from Elk Grove, and that's pretty gay. Surprised I got on the radio because I'm so stupid. But
yeah, well, that's true. That's true.
Funny show. I love you guys. I'm not going to stop listening, but I don't know. I'm just surprised to get on and that you haven't hung up on me yet.
Yeah,
I think
we
you guys
too.
Like to hang up on people.
Yeah. Enjoy it.
He feels better now.
All right, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.